Today is May 19, 2022. This is the follow for Giordano Orlando Ova, the age 32 years old. See, he is a man. The virus and the high 62, weight 190, blue patient 112 over 70 over 78, the pulse is 65, respiration 30, temperature 96. The history of the present ill, this is 32 years old man who sustained multiple injury relation to the motor vehicle accident. What currently he doing in therapy with hook effect, comfort, respond, and improve over the paraspinal muscle and espinatus processus, with multiple tiger points over the cervical spine, thoracic spine, lumbar spine, and joint associated with tendons, limited run, spasmo de muscles, and discomfort. Exacerbate with normal daily activity. The patient comes today for X-ray and MRI results. The physical examination, the pain scale is 7 to 8. The cervical spine, the pain is moderate, tendency moderate, spasmo moderate, sotohand maneuver negative, axon maneuver negative, tiger pong, esternocleidomastoideo trapezius, and escapulares muscles. The dorsal spine, the pain is moderate, tendency moderate, spasmo moderate, tiger pong, T1, T9. The lumbar spine, the pain is moderate, tendency moderate, spasmo moderate, la segue maneuver negative, bragar maneuver negative. The muscles power great, deltoid and BC4, extensor radial 4, knee extensor 4, and knee flexor 4. The upper extremity, the left shoulder, adduction, abduction, internal and external rotation, flexion and extension, he has pain, tendency, limited run, spasmo de muscles, and discomfort. In the left forearm, adduction, abduction, internal and external rotation, flexion and extension, he has pain, tendency, limited run, spasmo de muscles, and discomfort. The right wrist, adducción, abducción, interna and externa rotation, flexion and extension, he has pain, tendency, limited run, spasmo de muscles, and discomfort. And the left right, adducción, abducción, interna and externa rotation, flexion and extension, he has pain, tendency, limited run, spasmo de muscles, and discomfort. In the right hand, adducción, abducción, interna and externa rotation, flexion and extension, he has pain, tendency, limited run, spasmo de muscles, and discomfort. And the left hand, adducción, abducción, interna and externa rotation, flexion and extension, he has pain, tendency, limited run, spasmo de muscles, and discomfort. And the lower extremity, the left knee, adducción, abducción, interna and externa rotation, flexion and extension, he has pain, tendency, limited run, spasmo de muscles, and discomfort. The diagnosis is a cervical spine sprain strain, thoracic spine sprain strain, lumbar spine sprain strain, left shoulder sprain strain injury, left forearm sprain strain injury, right wrist sprain strain injury, left wrist sprain strain injury, right hand sprain strain injury, left hand sprain strain injury, and left knee sprain strain injury. The procedure, the patient is feeling better with therapy, but still is in pain and discomfort. The X-ray review and address it to the patient. The X-ray final report was May 9, 2022. The cervical spine, AP and lateral view, the cervical spine is well aligned. The cranio cervical junction and posterior element are normal. There are no vertebral abnormality. There are no fracture or dislocation. The impression, no acute compression factory. The thoracic spine, AP and lateral. The thoracic spine is well aligned. There are no compression factory. There are no significant disc narrowing. The pedicles and paraspinal soft tissue are normal. The impression, no acute compression factory. The lumbar spine, AP and lateral. The vertebral spine is well aligned. The arano compression factor or this narrowing. The pedicle and sacroiliac joint are normal. The impression, no acute compression factor. In the left shoulder interna a externa rotation view de arachnoid fracture o dislocation o soft tissue injury no significan bone abnormality. The glenohumeral joint is normal. The impression no evidence de fracture o dislocation. The left forearm radiography AP and lateral view de arachnoid fracture dislocation o soft tissue injury no significan bone abnormality. The impression no evidence de fracture o dislocation. The right hand AP and lateral view de arachnoid fracture dislocation o soft tissue injury no significant bone abnormality. The impression no fracture identified. The left hand AP and lateral view de arachnoid fracture dislocation o soft tissue injury no significant bone abnormality. The impression no fracture identified. The left knee radiography AP and lateral view de arachnoid fracture dislocation o soft tissue injury no significant bone abnormality. The impression no evidence o de fracture o dislocation. And now is the MRI of the lumbar spine. The day of service was May 9, 2022. And the indication low back pain for motor vehicle accident. The finding the is straining of the normal lordosis of the lumbar spine consistent with muscle spasm. The vertebral body are of normal height and signal intensity. No acute fractures are identified. The L1 and L2 no significant abnormality are identified. The L2 and L3 diffuse intervertebral disc buoyant is evident without central canal stenosis. The L3 and L4 deshydration and desiccation of the intervertebral disc space is evident with diffuse intervertebral disc buoyant causing mild central canal stenosis. The L4 and L5 diffuse intervertebral disc buoyant is evident with mild central canal stenosis associated to the flattening of the anterior aspect of the thecal sac. The neural foramen are patent. The L5 and S1 diffuse intervertebral buoyant is evident with mild central canal stenosis. The impression is muscle spasm, diffuse intervertebral disc buoyant at the L3. L4, L4 and L5 and L5 S1 with mild central canal stenosis. No other the intraspinal pathology are identified. Therapy continue with therapy 4 times per week for 4 weeks. Therapy continue with therapy electric stimulation, Vyrosan, hot and cold pad, intercemental traction, paraffin bath, therapy. Therapy exercise, therapeutic exercise, neuromuscular reeducation, gait training, passive stretching, kinetic therapy, and ROM. The therapy continues when esteroidal antiinflamatory drug as ibuprofen, 800 mg, one tablet daily, and muscle relaxer as efrexeril, 10 mg, one tablet at bedtime. The recommendation increase the fluid intake and vitamin C. The education, the patient was intrauterine and consorting. The patient was advised to return to the clinic in 4 weeks. Note, the discussion with the patient, explain about the X-ray and MRI result. The improve the therapy, the goal, the time spent with the patient was 25 minutes.